Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme Education. Lesson 8, Education and Redemption. Wednesday, Wise Men and Women. We read in 1 Kings chapter 4, the verses 29 onwards. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Now what impresses me here is God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much. God gave it. He did not produce it out from himself. God gave the wisdom to him. As history teacher, I had to learn to study about great persons in the past. And then they are called like this: Alexander the Great, Charles the Great, and so on. The Great, the Great, the Great. Alfred the Great in Britain. But here we read, someone has wisdom, more exceeding than all the others around him. But God gave the wisdom. Do you see the difference? God gave the wisdom. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East country and all the wisdom of Egypt. So Israel is in the middle, there's the East and there's the West. So the eastern area of Israel, no one like Solomon. Western area, down to Egypt, no one there. Neither here nor there. He excels everybody. Why so? God gave the wisdom. He was wiser than all men. And then I listed the wisest men of those days. And he was wiser than all of them. And his fame was in all nations round about. So the people knew it. It couldn't be hidden. The wisdom was apparent. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs. So he collected wise words and wrote a book about it, Book of Proverbs. And his songs were 1,005. And this is interesting for me as a teacher. He studied nature, the history of nature. He spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fishes. Here we have the structure, the divisions in biology. Beasts, fowls, creeping things, fishes. Creeping things, insects, and so on. You have the big structure. He studied nature, God's nature, and he was fascinated of the living creatures in nature, as we are fascinated today. If your children are lonesome, and you say, would you like to go to the zoo? This is like lighting a fire which leads to dynamite. animals. And when a child gets an animal for the home, this is great. That's the finest toy it can get. A living creature. It's warm. For example, a little rabbit or so. You can and touch it. And a living creature made by God. We love that. And Salomo described these creatures to the honor of God.